Hi there. My name is Micheline Mailer, and I will be reading from the book of poetry called The Full Depth, the Raymond Kneister Poems, published in 2007 by Woolsack and Wynne. These poems were inspired by Raymond Kneister's biography. Lake. Charcoal clouds in South Ontario can roll in faster than gambler's dice and swallow a man whole. 1932. The gray came like a flame, licking at the hard, high wind, and he could not stroke fast enough, despite the burning in his arms from trying. I am coming home. I will make it home. Water thicker than dreams, warm as amniotic fluid. Light filters through the drops now, falls on the surface, pulled tight as trout skin. Weeds and shrouds bind a man. All his struggle leaks out into the lake. He is calm now, seeing a disaster from a particular point of view where nothing can be done but watch. Widow. Up above the turret, dark chews the weather vane. She stares into surreal light, her belly turns arabesques, fingers press into the pane. Come home, Ray. It's dark, Ray. Raymond, come home. The curved glass makes her feel on the inside of a fishbowl. The whole world turns in colored laps. She swims, captured. Don't you take him. I need him here with me. Night is coming. A velvet cloak drags across the exhaling sky, falls here on this small lake house. The heap. She stepped around it for days, the boyish pile of clothes, as if it might be dangerous to feel the weight of it. Pussy-footed, as if the spill of objects, trousers, shirt, socks, could lure him back from the black womb. Night comes round again. The silver buckle yawns at the moon's pocked darkness, mouth gaping on top of the crumpled heap. Virtue. Night, a silent voyeur, and God knows everything in me alive and on guard, and you tempting me with skin and breath, your necklace hung gleaming in the eye light of the moon, as you pulled all the lovely night words and every trick to get me to lay with you. And though you believe you failed, I'll tell you now, it took everything I had to deny you, everything to get into that damn car and drive. Accidents. Are always so loud in the city, so loud when children fall. Why was yours quieter than kisses, Ray? You must have slipped over the boat, into a ripple, missed the edge of the sandbar, fallen into the hole where the cold water waits, full of clams and fishes. Mute witnesses to a new type of marine life suckling the lake into yourself, binding weeds to the slow bluing of your skin. There was no storm, as some may say, just the calm, the sun, and the silence of my panic, and the color of my mouth stretched into a scream. Imagine this man walking to the beach, sun and eye in the 4 o'clock sky, children on the beach older than his own calling for daddy everywhere. Singleness of purpose, the knot heavy as knowledge, as he pushes into the late summer water. The lick of it teases his ankles, pebbles catch in his toes. He steps into the boat. The heat of wood seeps into his skin, hot as a kiss from an illicit lover. Stroking out, he scans for holes and weeds, rolls his clothes over with care, like the pile on the floor he left for his wife to collect. Just lean in. Under the surface he inhales a foreign air. A fetus born welcomes the slick against all instincts. He binds his hands in green as he pictures her, wrapped in a forest of silk.